Masechta Tainis. Today we begin with a new Masechta, very exciting, and we'll start today with the initial introduction. They bring down various psukim over here, and I'll summarize it for you, that discuss that if there's an enemy that's waging war against Klal Yisrael, or if there's a time when there's a famine, there's a drought, and there's no food. So the psukim tell us, both in Bamidbar and in Malachim, they tell us that we should call out to Hashem in prayer and that we should fast. We should fast and we should pray that God has mercy on us and saves us from the enemy or blesses us with food. And the concept is as follows. Mitzvah saseh min haTorah, there's a positive commandment from the Torah. Lizok ulahariya, to scream and to call out. Bachatotrush, with trumpets. Akol tzorah shetavo al tzibor, on any pain that comes onto the tzibor, onto Klal Yisrael. Whether it's v'chisavayil melchama, if a war comes upon you. Right? The pasuk says over here that we should call out with shofros, right? But it's kartel with Hashem l'kechem, you'll be remembered before God. Or it says over here, v'yatzer shemayim, when the heavens withdraw and they're not giving you water. So kisa anim, you should fast, you should inflict yourselves and fast and pray to God. So when there is a pain, you know, in Klal Yisrael, there's a tzara, in Klal Yisrael, our job is to call out to Hashem and pray. And the way you do it is with shofros, b'chatzotzos, right? And also to fast. And let's see what the breakdown is over here. So they bring down the pasuk. When the enemy comes to you, you call out with shofros, meaning, kol davar sh'yitza libam, anything that gives pain to the heart. Kagon, betzores, a famine. Dever, a plague. Arbeth, there's locust. Ukiyotzben, anything similar to that. Zaku alein variyu, you should call out to God and he will answer you. For dever zem, bitarchi ha tshuvahu, this is from the paths of doing tshuva, of repentance. Shemizman shetavo tzar, when a pain comes upon a person, viyuzaku alev yariyu, and you call out to Hashem and you blow your shofros, yadu ha kol, then everyone knows, shebeglal ma'aseim, yariyu hora lahen, that these, you know, unfortunate happenings that are happening to us are because we have to do tshuva. We have to repent. As the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, avodoseichem hitu, your sins cause these bad things to happen. V'zehu sh'yigrom lehisir atzar me'aleyam. So if the sins are what's bringing these pains upon us, then repentance is what removes the pain from upon us. Avamol yuzak, if you don't call out to Hashem through prayer and through blowing your shofars and the trumpets, right? Ella, rather, what do you say? Nah, minaga olam. It's just, you know, Mother Nature. You know, it just happened to happen on us. You know, it's not from God. It's just, you know, things happen. Then this is achzarius. This is a terrible way to look at it. Vagaremis, and it causes lihibadik b'maaseh maram. It causes a person to stick to his evil ways and not to do tshuva. And then more and more pain will come upon a person. Who should cause the Torah? This is what the pasuk says. That if you go bekeri with happenstance, you say things just, you know, happen to happen, but it's not a direct cause to me. Then God says, you know what? If that's the relationship you want to have with me, I'll do the same. And Hashem distances himself from us. Right? Okay. So what we see over here is that we have a pasuk in the Torah, a positive commandment to tell us that when misfortune falls upon a person or falls upon Klal Yisrael, you have to repent and do tshuva, and there are different ways to repent, we'll discuss it, but that's what you have to do. And you have to accept the message that this is not happening just because, you know, the world is what it is, but it's happening because it's a direct message to you, to a person, to repent. And when you repent, that's when the tsar, the pain, is removed. And we did very so from now on a rabbinic level. They instituted lehis'anos to fast. I called tzara shetavu al tzibor, any pain that comes on the Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a community. Ad shirachu min hashemayim, until there's mercy from heaven. Ubimei ha'tanis ha'elu, and during these days of the fasts, zoach and betfilos, they call it, and davening, umischanan, and supplications before Hashem, and they also blow shofars. And they're referring over here as Vimhoy ben Mikdash. If they're by the Beis HaMikdash, okay, that's when they blew the shofars. They had trumpets, and they had the actual shofar, like we discussed actually in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and the shofar would be in the middle, two trumpets on the side, right? I'm sorry, on the fast, it would be the trumpets in the middle, and the shofar's on the side, to show that the trumpets are the main part of the day, right? And then the shofar blows, you know, let's say 5 seconds, and the trumpets, they blow 10 seconds. We extend the blow of the trumpets to show the importance of the day that's for fasting. Trumpets is what resembles blowing for a fast. Whereas a shofar resembles blowing for, you know, Rosh Hashanah. But on a fast day, they blew both to emphasize, you know, the importance of the fast day. But they would stretch out the trumpets because that was the main component that was representing the fast day. Shemitzah Hayom B'Chatzotzos, because the mitzvah of the day is with trumpets. Okay. And the only time that we did this was during the Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, we don't do it. Like the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Bachatzotzos with trumpets, they call shofar, and the voice of the shofar, Hariu, you'll blow l'fnei HaMelech Hashem, before Hashem the King." Meaning, where is before Hashem the King? In the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's not before the Beis HaMikdash, then we don't do it. And that's why nowadays you never see anybody blowing a trumpet or a shofar in times of pain. However, fast is still applicable. Tainus Eilu, these fasts that they are gozer on the tzibur, right? It's not just one day after the next, because that's something that people can't handle. But what they instituted was Monday, Thursday, Monday. Those are the days that are accepted as fast days. And nowadays, most people will not fast on a Monday, Thursday, Monday. But big gedolim and people from the previous generations used to fast. It was a normal thing. It was a normal thing to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday in times of pain or in times that there's evil decrees on Klal Yisrael so that we'd be forgiven for our sins. So our Masechta is going to be talking about the laws of these fasts, especially to specific events when there was no rain. And the Chachamim made Gzeira that Klal Yisrael should fast so that it should rain. And therefore we'll also be discussing various parts of the davening of the tefillah in Shemona Esrei where we ask for rain. So that's what we have so far for the initial introduction over here. So to conclude, what we have from the introduction is that Masechta Tainis is going to be discussing the various times when, you know, pain comes upon Klal Yisrael, what our response should be. Not that, oh, it just happened to happen and we don't take it to heart, and we just totally avoid receiving the message that God wants us to receive. But rather, we receive the message and we repent and we do tshuva. And it's through our tshuva and our prayer that the evil is removed. And there are different ways to repent. On a Torah level, the pasuk says, "Bachatzotzot," you blow trumpets, right? And you blow the shofar. And on a rabbinic level, you even make a fast, you make a tainus. And then, of course, tefillah, you pray to God that the misfortune should be removed. But nowadays, we don't have the fast anymore. We don't have the trumpets anymore because there's no Beis HaMikdash. But the fasts certainly are in place. And those that are on the level that want to fast, you know, it's a praiseworthy thing. But we'll generally find fasts are, you know, new fasts that are instituted other than the regular fasts throughout the year are normally found amongst the big gedolim of Klal Yisrael. There are individuals that still fast nowadays on Monday, Thursday, Monday, but most people don't because we're just a weaker generation. But the fact is that this was instituted many, many years ago and it's still here today to show us the importance of prayer and fasting when misfortune comes upon Klal Yisrael. And we'll hold it over here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll start with the first Mishnah.